years ago for neighborhood children. It's now a school for adults, but in the near future, after today's auction, it'll be a place where people come to worship.
2002年5月10日，经过无数祷告与等候，我们标得了 Fremont 的 No Adult School 土地。对当时的我们来说，这不只是拥有自己的会堂，而是神亲自为我们划出的一块荣耀之地，为着他的国度降临预备一个基地。这也是我们身份转变的起点，但这段旅程远比想象中艰难。
一直要付给政府1608万，一年以后要付款，只差一个礼拜吧，我们还缺200万。哇，你一个礼拜要拿200万是太不容易，可是呢，神却好奇妙，让我们来剩一个礼拜，我们就那敬拜赞美啊，跳舞啊，称颂神啊，这样一个礼拜神真的赐下200万。所以是海外各地各方听录音带的一些弟兄姊妹，圣灵感动他们，就这样子一直把钱奉献过来，所以完成了神真的是不可能的奇妙的建堂。政府马上同一个礼拜就给我们发出这个通知，说呢这个街道太窄了，所以只能盖100多人教堂。但是我就是因为神的话啊，所以每一次再问神，神又是说这是他的心意，所以我们就继续的走下去，一关一关的过。政府那边不可能的，神也让我们这样子通过。
耶和华说，求你把这地买来，因你买这地是合乎赎回之力。求你买来，因你买来是合乎承受之力，是你当赎的。
我奉主耶稣基督的名，拿着神所赐给教会的权柄，为这地抹油。主耶稣的圣膏油，主耶稣的圣灵从此运行在这地。我要奉主耶稣基督的名来为这地破土，使这地从此归耶和华为圣。
盖这个教堂又是在雨季中进行，那神好奇妙，就在雨季中哦，一整个礼拜都写下雨下雨下雨下雨，可是我们正在挖地基啊，正在盖地基啊，是不能有一点雨的。所以哦，我们就是祷告啊，全体就是这样祷告，乌云要散去，乌云要散去，太阳要出来，太阳要出来，那就这样，主就很奇妙，真的是一整个礼拜天气预报就这样全都改了。那我们的弟兄姊妹都经历，他们开车呢，一路上880都下雨啊，一进入福音梦就天气好了，没下雨这样子，那一出了福音梦往南又开始下雨了。所以主做很奇妙的工作，我们这个这么大的教堂居然在8-9个月就盖成，所以是神迹式的主做他奇妙的工作。
这不只是建造一座建筑，而是以信心为根基，以祷告为材料，以圣洁为装饰，筑起一座属灵的居所，迎接神的同在。自1995年成立以来，教会的名字一直称为牧主锡安堂，但在搬迁 Fremont 开始建堂之际，神将一个更深的呼召临到我们，将牧师领受到末世先锋的托付与使命，于是我们正式更名为牧主先锋教会Forerunner Christian Church。 我们不只是换了一个名字，而是迎向一个全新的身份，预备主再来的先锋，站在时代转折点上回应神的心意。隔年1月，牧主先锋训练中心成立，为要培育更多渴慕神顺服神的基督心腹，同时也是新郎的朋友，为主预备道路。
一到日每一天都有一群一群人都在教会祷告，那我看见这是个祷告的教会。那我觉得对我而言，我也感觉到我们这一群呢，外地去受装备的，有些年轻人，有一些是牧者，我们一起在受装备的时候，可以感受到在这个家里面集体的恩膏的里面，那个祷告的恩膏的里面，我们开始被神的爱所包围。所以我觉得这是一个很宝贵的旅程，好像有同一个时期认识不同的朋友，甚至呢来自不同的国家，我们一起在牧组里面，我觉得接受这个心腹的讯息，接受这个末世的讯息，接受这个好像呢天父的爱，以至于在我们的生命当中得饱足之外，我觉得让我们奠定一个侍奉的根基。
He is making you a school of Tyrannus in the spirit. And it is true that all of Asia will hear the word of God from this place. It will be a place where the pioneers are gathered and organized and set forth, just like Kansas City was in the natural. We ask that the word would grow mighty and that many great teachers would come forth from this property. And not only would they be mighty in the scriptures, but they would be mighty in boldness with fearlessness. And that this would be a place of hope and a place of refuge for believers all over the world. And that you would touch the nation of Israel even from this place. That the Back to Jerusalem movement that's birthed in China would be strengthened from this house.
随着教会体制成熟，神也差派我们走向列国。从2004年起，团队逐渐整备齐全，从音乐敬拜、医治、先知到行政同工，一步步拓展海外服事。
人一明白神向我们存的心是怎么样的一颗心，是那样美善的心，是那样充满了热情的爱，人的情感就会开始活过了，就会开始改变。
Has been founded not by Pastor Grace but by you.
神，这个教会是你建立的，而不是江牧师。
Pastor Grace was an instrument in your hand.
而江牧师在你手中是一个器皿。
And all the leadership are instruments in your hand.
所有的领袖团队也是你的器皿。
You are the one who started this church.
是你开始这个教会。
And you had a desire.
你心中有一个渴望。
That this church
这个教会
will become a model.
要成为一个典范。
And a prototype.
一个特别的模式。
And a forerunner.
而且是一个先锋者。
To many churches in the world, especially Asia.
就是在全世界上，特别是亚洲。
And you have taken them this far.
你已经把他们带到这么远的地方了。
Of inner life.
就是借着他们内在生活
and how do they walk with God?
还有他们怎么与神同行
and now you're taking them into the next assignment
现在你把他们带到下一个他们的一个工作
of a family
是一个家庭
and the whole dynamic of relationships vertical with God and horizontal with one another
带进新的一个关系的互动就直视的是跟神平行的是跟家人
now you're launching them
那你现在重新的出发
into the new phase
你重新把它放在下面一个阶段
that they will go again to Asia and the nations
他们要进到列国进到亚洲
and they will take them to the next level
他们要进到下一个阶段
of one family
是一个家庭
with a passion for Jesus
是对耶稣有极大的热情
because your vision for this church
愿你对这个教会的意向
your dream for this church
对这个教会的梦想
now is taking another level
我看到最后的祷告，我很激动啊
As I see this, the prayer and the last, I was so stirred.
这是神的渴望。
This is God's desire.
这是神的梦想。
This is God's dream.
今天这一集里面，我们特别讲到我们教会改名字。
Today in this episode, we talk about how our church changed our name.
我想很少教会会突然间中间改名字，哈，除非分裂。
I think very few churches will suddenly change their name unless there's a division.
就是在我们建这个新堂的时候，这10.4 acre， 江牧师有一次就领受到我们教会要改名字，他真的是先锋哈。我们以前叫牧主席安堂。
As we built this church, this 10.4 acre campus now here,、one day Pastor Grace just received this vision that we have to change the name. Previously it was called Zion Church of Praise.
我们现在是
Now we are
什么先锋教会？
For Jewish people, as they change their name, it's a change of their identity. Just like when Jacob changed his name to Israel. Because his entire being is transformed, so he received a new name.
那礼拜一的时候，住在我们家一个弟兄，他才参加，不是礼拜一，第一堂聚会完。
So after the first session, one of the brothers who stayed in my place,
他就说，牧主先锋，牧主先锋不是一个教会的名字啊。
He says, Forerunner Christian Church, Forerunner Christian Church is not supposed to be a name of a church.
那是我们的名字，那是我们的呼召。
That is our name, that is our calling.
爱慕主耶稣的先锋。
The forerunner who is deeply falling in love with Jesus.
他只是第二次来到我们教会聚会，哈，第一次是在 Pure Conference.
This is just his second time in our church. The first time was in Pure Conference.
其实我听了很感动。
Actually, I was very touched by his sharing.
我不知道今天牧主先锋教会弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这个看见？
I don't know today for the people who are in this, church, do we have the same seeing?
Amen.
Amen.
我相信不只是我们。
So I believe that not just us. Just like what this brother said, this is not just the name of a church.
亲爱的家人,
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a calling.
爱慕主耶稣的先锋,
the forerunner who is deeply falling in love with Jesus.
爱慕主耶稣, 我就想到真的, 江牧师神呼召出来的时候神给他的呼召, 就是第一个是约翰福音三章二十九节。
As we talk about the passion for Jesus, I remember when Pastor Grace was first being called, this is one of the verses that she received.
娶新妇的就是新郎。
John 3:29, the one who has the bride is the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就喜乐满足啊。
And the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hear him rejoice greatly at the bridegroom's voice.
亲爱的家人，我们呼召。 我们是新妇,
Dear families, today we are being called not just to be the bride, but also the friend of the bridegroom.
我们先成为这个新妇, 以至于我们知道到底什么是新妇。
We first become the bride so that we know what is the meaning to be a bride.
接着我们成为新郎的朋友, 像施洗约翰一样, 我们要带许许多多的新妇来到耶稣的面前。
And then we become the friends of the bridegroom just like John the Baptist, and we can lead many people to become bride in front of Jesus.
先锋讲到施洗约翰的第二件事情他所做的。
And regarding forerunner, it talks about the second thing that John the Baptist has done.
就是路加福音三章四到五节哈。
It's in Luke chapter 3 verse 4 to 5.
这里讲到，正如先知以赛亚书上所记的， 在旷野有人喊着说，预备主的道路。
It says, as it was written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. I think today God has given us so much message in this church. In the video, we just saw many prophecies that God has given to this church when we first built this church. It talks about the word of God will prevail in this place. God will raise up many forerunners from this place. They will bring the message.
这里的信息要兼顾整个从中国开始的福音传回耶路撒冷。
And the message here will strengthen the movement of bringing the gospel from China to Jerusalem.
这个信息我相信包括很多。
This message, I believe it encompasses many things.
神真的给我们太多了。
God gives us so much.
爱慕主耶稣的信息。
The message of loving Jesus.
内在生活的信息。
The message of inner life.
祷告的信息, 敬拜的信息,
the message of prayer and worship.
还有一个末世的信息,
and also the message of end time.
这是为什么我们要成为先锋,
this is why we need to become the forerunner.
这是江牧师当他自己讲过，他说以前他的牧师跟他讲的是五千禧年。
This is what Pastor Grace, she personally has shared in the past. Her pastor actually told her that there is no millennium kingdom.
他说但是当他领受到末世先锋的信息之后， 他就fully embrace 就拥抱说, 我们要成为那个声音, 神呼召我们教会成为那个声音。
But as she received the message of the anti-foreigner, then now she tells us that we need to fully embrace and become the voice in the wilderness.
亲爱家人为主预备道路。
Dear families, we need to prepare the way for the Lord.
我真的觉得神快回来了。
I really feel that God is coming soon.
各处都有战争的声音。
There is like, there is news of war everywhere.
神说我们怎么知道? 门徒问他说末期是什么时候才到?
As Jesus' disciples asked him, when is the time of the end time?
神说当你看到这些记号的时候,
he says, when you see this sign,
各处都有战争的声音,
when there were news of war and conflicts everywhere,
民工打民, 就是种族之间的冲突,
people has conflict with people, that means racial conflicts.
你有没有看到种族的冲突?
Do you see there are many racial conflicts?
现在已经不是黑人跟白人了,
it's not just the African-American versus Caucasians,
反犹主义不断的高涨,
but also there is a rising anti-Semitism.
前一阵子LA的整个的暴动,
or the riots in LA.
亲爱的家人,
dear families, I really know the time of Jesus' second coming is coming soon. But Jesus is waiting for this voice.
昨天我们唱火把战士的时候, 我站在那里神就一句经文在那里, 当兵的不将事物缠身。
Yesterday, last night, as we were worshiping the song, the torchbearer, the Lord just gave me that verse, the one who is enlisted in the army won't be entangled by the worldly affair.
我就跟着说, 主啊,
I just said, Lord, we have too many things.
太多的享受了, 太多的娱乐了, 太多的食物了。
We have too many enjoyment, too many entertainment, too many food.
亲爱的家人, 你要成为先锋, 你要有时间好好的读神的话。
Dear families, if you want to be a forerunner, you need to spend time to read the word of God.
你要好好的让你的生命被改变。
You need to spend time so that your life can truly be transformed.
亲爱的家人, 你知道先锋是什么?
Dear families, you know what does it mean to be a forerunner?
第二次世界大战的时候, 当潘霍华说, 希特勒他, 大家不能跟从他, 因为刚开始连教会都跟从他。
In World War II, when Bonhoeffer first said, you cannot follow Hitler, because at that time, even many churches follow Hitler.
他就被关在集中营里面。
And so he was encamped.
他后来死在集中营。
And he later on died in the concentration camp.
所以为什么我们刚刚看到, 他说神的道不止在我们当中大大的兴旺, 而且神会给我们勇敢。
So that's why previously in the video it says not only will the word of God prevail in this place, but God will also give us courage.
真实的传讲神的道,
to really spread the word of God.
亲爱的家人, 我们要预备。
So dear families, we need to prepare.
我今天挑战在我们当中的每一位, 你今天会来这个特会, 神已经呼召你做先锋了。
So today I really challenge everyone here, as you come to this conference, God has called you to be a forerunner.
你怎么利用你的时间?
How do you spend your time?
真的希望你回去好好想一想。
I really hope that you can spend some time to think about it.
你怎么使用你的金钱?
How do you spend your money?
亲爱的家人, 唱歌不是只是, 哇, 好令人兴奋哦, 我就来前面。
Their families, as you're worshiping, it's not just that the song is so encouraging and then I just come in front of the altar.
然后回去你继续过你的生活。
And then when you go back, you live your normal life again.
神说像这样子叫做, 他们的嘴唇亲近我,
God says for this kind of person, their mouth draw near to God, but their heart is actually far away from Him.
我今天, 其实看到这个video非常的激动。
Today, as I see this video, I was actually very stirred in my heart.
带到后来说, 我一直在听, 要把这些预言背在我的心里面。
I really want to memorize all these prophecies.
他说, 我们内在生活已经操练到一个程度了。
Papa David said, the inner life, we have practiced inner life to a certain degree already.
他说,
so he says, God, may you bring them to the next level. This place will become a family. This evening, in the next episode, we will show God's calling for us to be a family.
然后接着他就说, 他说, 主啊, 这个地方不但要成为一个家。
And then he said, this place not only will become a family,
他说主时候到了你要带领他们再到下一个阶段。
But in your time, you will bring them to the yet next level.
你要拆这些先锋再一次回到列国再一次回到亚洲。
You will send these foreigners to the nations and to Asia again.
亲爱的家人这里是一个 city of hope.充满盼望的地方，这是神要我们做的，要我们传讲的信息。
Dear families, this is the place of the city of hope, and this is what God wants us to share.
一个能够给别人盼望的城市。
A city that can bring hope to people.
是成为一个逃城。
It's the city of refuge.
江牧师已经为我们预备了这块地。
Pastor Grace has prepared this land for us already.
亲爱的家人，你如果看所有的影片出去，看到江牧师全世界跑啊。
So, dear families, if you see when in the video that Mama Grace literally goes everywhere.
今年是我们三十周年。
This year is the 30th anniversary.
上礼拜，蒙恩有讲到哈，三十年立位人，好是一个 generation 要换下一个 generation.
Last week, Pastor Mona has shared 30 years. It indicates the Levites, an entire generation of Levites.
我现在常常跟主说主啊我知道这么多
So I frequently ask the Lord I know so many things
主啊我们要传
So we need to share
我们要传
We need to spread the news
这个声音要再一次在教会里面要刺下来要在我们当中亲爱家人我们不要再耽误自己的事
This voice needs to be raised up again from church and we cannot just be bothering our own stuff
我们每一个人都是先锋
Each one of us are the forerunner
我们每一个人都有声音
We all have our voice
但是我不知道你有没有预备好去传
But I don't know if your voice is prepared to share the news
好我请敏文跟我们分享他刚刚我们唱火回军队的时候他看到一个异象
So we'll have Pastor Rebecca to share that she saw a vision when we were worshipping
Yeah, 那个我们刚刚唱那个万王之王我们俯伏万王之王我们敬拜的时候、看到一个大家举起手来的时候我就看见有书卷从天上掉下来
So previously when we were singing the lyrics King of kings we bow down King of kings we worship you And when everyone raised up their hands I saw that there was a scroll fallen from heaven
对就是天开了有书卷掉下来
There is an open heaven And there is a scroll that fall down
然后接下来就是 我看到掉到我们手中就变成一把剑
And I see as the scroll fall down And we catch it and it becomes a sword
对我们举起来就像双手这样，然后书卷就变成一把剑。
And so as we lift out our hands, then the scroll on our hand becomes a sword.
然后我就感觉那个剑就开始越来越发亮，然后就感觉到领受的人他嘴巴就是像圣经说是甜，肚子是感觉是苦的这样子。
And so I see that the sword on the hand, it becomes brighter and brighter. And I also feel that just like what the Bible says, in the mouth it feels sweet, but in the belly it feels bitter.
对然后那个人就看不见了因为那个光很越来越大了然后当事人就感觉到他嘴巴跟肚腹但是那个就越来越亮那个人就好像回到亚当没有犯罪前那个荣光就充满在这个人全人
And so as the light of the sword becomes brighter and brighter The man can no longer see anymore And it looks like he returned to the original glory When Adam was first made before the fall
我刚刚跟蒙恩讨论一下然后我想蒙恩会解释比我更清楚
And so I just discussed with Pastor Moran. I think he can elaborate more on that.
我尝试我在尝试去明白神对我们有个很深一个爱的心意。
So I'm trying to understand. I feel that there's a deep message of love that God wants us to understand.
书卷是神向我们的一个心意的陈明。
So the scroll indicates that God is unfolding His heart to us.
当我们全心敬拜的时候，神的道就向我们开启。
As we worshiping Him wholeheartedly, the Word of God will be revealed to us.
正如在启示录所说的， 弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，所以当我们去宣告神的话，活出神的话的时候，这话在我们的手中成了宝剑。
So just like in the book of Revelation, the brothers, they are overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. So as we receive the word of God and we lift it out and share the testimony, then this word of God will become a sword.
但敏文牧师也就说到，当我们领受这个宝剑的时候，好像我们整个人越来越亮，越来越亮，哈，越来越亮。我觉得这是向着我们有一个很细腻的一个爱的吸引。
And Pastor Rebecca also shared, as we receive this sword, we become brighter and brighter. And I feel that this is like a deep attraction, drawing near in love.
这道好像是必须我们像回转像小孩子一样，一个单纯儿子的孩子的眼，一个孩童的一个眼睛，甚至是一个心腹的心，你才能够看得懂这书卷的内容。
In order to receive this word, you need to return to be childlike and with a heart and perspective of a child and a bride. Then you will be able to understand the heart behind the word.
所以，当我们全心去拥抱，全心去接纳，全心去享受的时候，真的是在我们的口中，真是甜如蜜。
So if we fully embrace and accept this thing, the heart of God, then indeed these words will become sweet as honey in our mouth.
但这道会确实在我们，这书卷会确实在我们肚腹当中会去发苦。其实是在我们整个过程的当中，其实我们也一步一步的跟随着我们的主，也跟着像我们的妈妈一样，一步一步的，虽然走在这十字架的道路，虽然是苦的经历，但是却是荣耀。却是能力，却是权柄。
But the scroll, that this scroll, it will feel bitter in our insides because this path is also a path of the cross. You will go through suffering, go through pain, just like what Mama Grace did. However, this is also a path of glory, power, and authority.
而且这道的内容就能够使我们能够明白，在末后的世代，神怎么启示他的儿女真的有智慧。我们是先锋，我们能够了解神在整个局势的安排。我们能够在爱，在恩典的里面，我们能够向这个世代说出得胜恩典跟安慰的话语。
And the word of God will also give us revelation that empower us to be able to understand, to see the timing, to see what God is doing in each time, and we will be able to share the news and bring encouragement and bring insights to people to see the work of God.
虽然是儿童的眼，幸福的心，但在末后的时代，我们却是蛮有能力。
So it's a childlike perspective, the heart of a bride, but in the end time, we are actually very powerful.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. 我在想，我们是不是很快的，就是不必那么长，但是我们是不是该领受这个书卷
？So I think.This is the time for us to receive this scroll, shall we?
神丢下来，是不是我们该领受
？As God opened the heaven and bring us this scroll, we should receive it.
但是我知道神打开了那个是在我们唱火和军队的时候。
But I know that God revealed this vision while we were worshiping the army in the fiery river.
火和军队写的是但以理书第七章讲到末世的景象。
This song is actually talking about Daniel chapter 7, the vision about end time.
当但以理看到真的啊，那个亘古常在者，他看到亘古常在者坐在那个宝座上的时候。
When Daniel saw the everlasting one sitting on the throne.
然后看到在他面前有火向河发出。
And he saw that in front of him there is a river that looks like fire flowing.
在其中的那千千万万。就是无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都要跟随的人。
And there were thousands and thousands of people in the river. Those are the ones who will follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
亲爱的家人，我们每个人都有自己的战场。
So their families, each one of us have our battlefield.
但是我祷告今天神开我们的眼睛，看到神对我们的呼召。
But I pray that today God will open our eyes so that we can see our calling.
小事当小事办。
If it's just a trivial matter, you just treat it trivially.
重要的是我们要回应神。
But the most important things we need to respond.
我想我们当中很多人第一次听这首歌，这首歌讲的是一个末世的景象。当我们唱万王之王的时候，书卷掉下来，敏文说那是一个末世的书卷。
I believe many of you guys only listen to this song for the first time. But when Pastor Rebecca was saying that scroll fall down, that scroll is actually the scroll of the end time.
在腹中是苦的，除了是十字架，还有一个，他为什么会觉得苦？老约翰， 因为那是审判的信息。
So it feels bitter inside, not only because it's a message of a cross, but also because it's a message of judgment.
所以我想刚跟 Elvin 讲哈，虽然会花时间，但是我们还是很快的，我们大家站起来好不好？我觉得如果今天这是你的呼召，那个声音，那个先锋，那个真的是神在你的呼召。如果你愿意改变你的生活方式，你跟主说，主，我要重新调整我的时间，我用钱的方式，我要调整我的 priority。 主，我真的要来读你的话，我要更多的在你面前来祷告。我欢迎你来到前面，我们来唱这首诗歌的时候，神在丢下来的时候，我们就一起来领受。
So I share with Alvin, I want to invite everyone to rise, and if you are felt called to come to the front, if you feel that you really want to respond, you really want to receive this scroll, Lord, I want to change, I want to respond to this calling, to change the way I spend time, my resources, my finance, Lord, then I invite you to come and really receive this scroll.
我希望你想清楚再出来。
I hope that you can really think twice before you come.
神是信实的神。
Because he is the faithful one.
你答应过的事情他都记得。
The thing that you make promise to him, he will remember.
我神的救恩
The salvation,
the kingdom,
and authority of
God
now has
come.
I heard a loud voice from heaven.
That salvation,
power, kingdom, and authority of Christ now has come.
因为那在我神面前控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了
For the one who is accusing the brethren in front of our God has fallen
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道
The brothers has overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和我们所见证的道
The brothers overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命
They don't love their life even unto death
领受
Receive
领受
Receive
领受这个万王之王的呼召
Receive the calling from the King of Kings
领受这个呼召
Receive the calling
领受
Receive
基督的心腹领受
The bride of Christ receive From now on,
圣灵和心腹来
The Spirit and the Bridegroom will come.
从今起，圣灵和心腹说来
From now on, the Spirit and the Bride they come.
一同宣告预备主的道路
They will proclaim and declare to prepare the way of the Lord.
领受
Receive it.
只有孩子的眼睛，心腹的心。才能看见，才能领受。
The eyes of a child, the heart of the bride, you can receive it.
领受
，receive it.
领受
，receive it.
是从天来的呼召。
This calling from heaven.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
大家也说，阿门。
Everyone say Amen.
我们不管荒失望，我们敬拜你。
这个讲完整哦。
So previously, a pastor just shared with me.
就是第一次我们在敬拜的时候，就是我们万王之王，我们一起举手的时候。
It's the first time when we were worshiping, when we sing the lyrics, the King of Kings, and we raise our hands.
我是看见耶稣就站在这个台上。
I see that Jesus is on the stage.
他释放这个书卷。
He released this scroll.
那刚刚那位姐妹，那位牧者跟我讲是说，她看到这一个狮子。
And the other pastor told me that she saw a lion here.
就是在我们书房旁边的画的那个狮子，狮王。
The same lion, the painting of lion next to our bookstore.
是君王，但是他的眼睛散发着一个柔和谦卑。
He is the king, but his eyes release this gentleness and humility.
就再回到我第一次我看到耶稣就站在这里。然后他一看天，天就打开，释放书卷下来。
So just like what I saw Jesus is standing here, and he looked up to the heaven, and heaven opens and give us the scroll.
对于那些举起手领受这些书卷的，他们成为一个宝剑。
And to the one who raised their hand and received the scroll, it becomes a sword.
然后接着我就看见耶稣，他就拿着这个剑，在那个人很奇妙，我不知道为什么，反正就我就看到那个领受。书卷的他就这样子单 单膝跪下这样子。
And I see the pastor who actually saw the same vision that she knelt down like this and the sword
is,
and she bowed her head.
然后我就看到耶稣拿剑在她的肩上按，我忘了是按一下还两下，我感就是这样子，就是按在她的肩上，按在她的肩上，按在她的肩上，我感觉。又像是一个刚刚又第一次的时候，又像阅兵典礼，又像是一个 enroll 一个报道的一个典礼。
So I saw that Jesus using his sword to touch each one's shoulder. It's really like a process of enlisting in the army.
我想有些人被按一下，有些人两个肩膀被按两下，我不懂这是什么意思。
So some people there's one side of their shoulder was touched. Some people both sides was touched. I don't know what that means.
大概当过兵的就知道，经过阅兵台的时候要向最高的权柄致上注目礼。
So if you were in the army, you would know when you were passing through the stage and to the highest authority, you will need to show salute to them.
所以替政部的时候到阅兵台之前，我们那时候会很大声，因为那时候我是连长，我要大声说向右。
So as we pass by the stage, since I was the leader, so I would have to use a very loud voice say, turn to the right, and then so they will see it. Yes.
Oh. Oh. 所以不单是君王的眼目，狮子的眼目在看我们，而是所有人的眼目也都要致敬看着他。
So it's not just the king will be looking at us, but each one of us, our gaze has to be on him too.
这也是一个受阶，放在肩膀也是，不单是尊荣，是受阶，是个晋升。
So this is also a process of promotion.
都是预表我们要与主同作王。
It is an indication that we will be seated as king with Jesus.
每个注视耶稣基督的人，我们都在这个军队的里面，我们一起要迈向这样的一个战场，为主。
So everyone who fixate their eyes on Jesus will also be in the front line and fight the victory fight with Jesus.
所以我们既是家人，我们也是军人。
So we are family and we are also army.
这一分钟的时间好不好？我们来注视我们这位领袖狮子的眼睛。
So can we spend another minute to gaze at our leaders?
主，我在这里。
Jesus, here I am.
我是你所呼召的。
I'm the one who you call.
我不叫事物缠身。
I won't be entangled by
从今天开始，一切都更新。
From now on, everything will be new.
我的生活更新。
My life will be renewed.
我的时间和金钱更新。
My time and my money will be renewed.
我就是要注视你。
I will gaze at you.
我是你所呼召。
I'm the one you called.
我的眼目遍察全地。
The eyes of the Lord is looking at all the world.
要寻求像那向他心存诚实的人。
And looking for the one who keeps a faithful and honest heart to him.
主，我要全心的注视你。
Yes, Lord, I want to gaze at you wholeheartedly.
我在这里。
Here I am.
我要承接你的书卷。
I want to receive this role.
我全心拥抱的时候，我知道这会是我的宝剑。
As I fully embrace the scroll, I know it will become my sword.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
向这末世之道向我们启示。
Reveal to us the message of the end time.
谢谢你呼召我们。
Thank you for calling us.
叫我们全心爱你和跟随你。
Let us love you and follow you wholeheartedly.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名恳求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 就我所知道，拍一下跟拍两下，两下是受接，受接就是晋升，拍一下大部分都就是尊荣，就是谢谢你。
So, so as far as I know, if the sword is touching one side, it's an indication of honor, saying thank you. If it's both sides, it's an indication of promotion.
所以待回到位上的时候，肩膀撑好，我们是军人，要回去了。
So as you return, straighten up your back and roll up your shoulder. We are army. We are the soldiers.
Amen.
Amen.
神的将领们。
The generals of the Lord.
有一点小小的报告，就是家人们，如果您有用包包或用衣服啊，或者旁边的位置上面有个卫生纸和站位置的话，请您帮忙收下，因为我们还有好多的家人没有位置，现在正在外面。
So we have a few quick announcements. If you are taking up seats with your belongings or with the tissue box, please take it away because there are still so many families they don't have a seat and they are in the lobby.
第二个我们要请牧长们，如果是牧长们，我们要特别尊荣您啊，我们在前面两排的位置有预留位置啊，请您一位可以到前面啊，我们一起牧长们，我们请同心站立。
And we also want to invite all the pastors and elders to rise up, and we have reserved seats for you in the first two rows, so you can move to the front.
一点小报告，因为今天下午这场聚会。我们比较长一点，晚上的聚会是七点钟开始，七点钟我们开始等候神，七点半我们开始敬拜，开始聚会。
And for the session tonight, we will start the waiting upon the Lord at 7 p.m. and we'll start worship at 7:30.
那我们在lobby 呢也特别摆了一个摊位，就是我们在特会结束之后两个礼拜，我们的孩子呢，我们的一群青少年的孩子会带着祝福，带着内在生活的信息进入到乌干达这个国家去宣教。
And there's also a special booth outside the lobby that two weeks after the conference we will be sending a team mission trip team to Uganda with a message of inner life.
所以家人们会后也可以稍微在lobby 的柜台稍微看一下了解一下我们当中的牧师 Henry 牧师，乌干达的牧师，我们也借着奉献，借着支持我们的短宣队，祝福在当地我们有内在生活的工作。
So we want to invite our families to also talk to the team member, to the one who will be sent to Uganda, and also Pastor Henry, who is among us, he is so eager to spread the news of inner life to Uganda as well.
从周四到今天周六，家人们，这几场的聚会饱足吗？
So since Thursday till today, are you satisfied? Are you full with our gatherings?
Yeah.这三堂你所看的这个影片有触动到您的心吗？
Were you touched by the documentaries, the first three episodes?
我们想来先读一段经文。
So shall we read a verse together?
在诗篇六十六篇。
In Psalm 66.
我们一起同声来读好吗？
Let's read it together.
请，我要把肥牛做燔祭，将公羊的香祭献给你，又把公牛和山羊献上。凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听。我要述说他为我所行的事。阿们。
阿们。
每一次的奉献其实是为了使我们能够更多去述说神的作为。
So each time as we make an offering is for us to be able to share what God has done.
我们期待备办宴席，让凡口渴的可以到这里来喝。
We are hoping that as we prepare this feast, so that whoever is hungry and thirsty can come.
饥渴慕义之人，我们可以在这里听见神的道。
The one who is hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for the word of God, can come and receive.
更重要的是，我们想透过影片、透过见证、透过信息，让家人们知道神的手。
And more importantly, through the documentary, through the testimony, we want everyone to see the word of God.
所以我们想说，透过奉献。来来来，大家都来，我要述说神的作为。
So I hope that through the offering, we can also call out to many people, say, I want to share the work of God.
所以家人们，肥牛带来了吗
？So have you bring your calf?
公羊带来了吗
？Have you brought your goats?
我们把公牛和山羊献上。
So let's offer up the bulls and goats.
让敬畏神的人在这边可以听见神大能的作为。
Let the one who fears the Lord can hear the great work of God here.
也祝福这里的施工，我们期待能够将内在生活的信息、神的恩典、神的道，能够散播不单是在我们美国，散播在非洲一些的国家、亚洲的国家。我们就只有一个心志，主啊，愿你快来。
And hopefully through all these offerings, we can further our message, not just in the U.S., also in Asia, in Uganda. And all we have is the same mind, that Lord, may you come and come quickly.
所以在这次特会的期间，这次的大会，我们一共总支出是$100,000。
So this time, through this conference, we spent $100,000, roughly.
诚挚的邀请也是邀约家人们我们一起在这样的一个需要上我们一起有份在其中
So this is an invitation to everyone Let's be part of this need
然后每一次的摆上都说主啊让更多的人可以来到这里听见跟述说神的作为
So each time as we make an offering we are allowing more people to come and hear and see the work of God
线上的家人如果这样这个聚会对你真的非常有帮助不管是线上的教会或线上的家人这个二维码我们也可以这样使用
So even for our families online you can scan the same QR code you can also make an offering
使神的道神的福音不单是在近处的人我们也可以传达到远处的人
To let the good news and the work of God to be spread not just to the local but also to abroad
好预备好我们的奉献
So let's prepare our offering
家人每次我们的餐食其实我们都是一个爱心的付出
So their families every single meal is actually a provision from love
现在在这个弯曲高物价的时刻我们期待能够提供最好的品质给家人们
So in this time the cost of living is so high in the Bay Area we are still using all our effort to give you the best
我们期待透过每一次食物的供应想让你感受到我们对你的尊荣跟爱。
We hope that through the provision of food, we can show our honor and love to each one of you.
所以让我们一起在这个奉献上有份。
So let's be part of this work and in offering.
阿爸，好感恩。
Abba Father, we are so thankful.
我们真的来。
Indeed, we come.
我们一群敬畏神的人来。
This is a gathering of many one who.
我们来听。
We come and listen.
在这里述说神的作为。
All the great work that you have done this place.
我们期待能够领受这样的一个使命和恩典。
We want to receive the same calling and grace.
你向着我们阅兵。
You are looking at us.
我们正走过这司令台。
That we are passing through the stage.
我们被你尊荣，被你进阶。
We are being honored and promoted by you.
我们是呼召的军人。
We are the enlisted army.
回到我们的城市，回到我们的国家，回到我们的教会，我们是有使命的。
We return to our place, our own church, our country with a new mission.
圣愿我们不断去述说你奇妙的作为。
May us continue to spread and proclaim your great work.
悦纳我们向您所献上的奉献。
May you receive all the offerings.
借着我们的摆上使你的家中有粮
Through our offerings bring provision to your house
使我们能够持续的备办宴席
So that we can continue to prepare the feast
使口渴的饥饿的在这里得饱满足
Let the hungry and the thirsty be satisfied in this place
听我们的恳求
Listen to our prayer
奉告耶稣基督荣耀的圣名
As we pray in Jesus' mighty name
我们一起同声来说
All God's children say Amen
Amen
Amen,
Amen. 好，我要把时间交给我们李群牧师，他今天要特别介绍一位见证的家人。
So we will pass our time to Pastor Michael. He will introduce the one who will share the testimony.
家人平安。
Peace to everyone.
刚刚我们都领受了这个先锋者的呼召。
So previously we have all received this calling as a forerunner.
先锋者的呼召是很荣耀。
It's indeed a very glorious calling.
但是也是需要经过试炼的。
But it also requires passing through trials.
也是要经过训练的。
You need to be trained.
那我们刚刚从天上有这个呼召。
So as we just received this calling from above.
那我们也要走到从天上走到地上。
We also need to go from above to down to earth.
我们中间的一位姊妹，她怎么样在整个的人生的旅程当中，在极不容易的这个家庭的这个夫妻的关系的里面，她走出一条又新又活的路。
We want to introduce a sister who make walk out a new and living way out of her extremely difficult family situation.
我们用热烈掌声欢迎我们的智阳姊妹。
So let's invite Sister 智阳。
我以为领受完宝剑我就不用讲了。
I thought that after everyone received the sword, I don't need to share my testimony anymore.
看一下第一段这个诗篇三十篇十一节。
So Psalm 30 verse 11.
你已将我的哀哭变为跳舞，将我的麻衣脱去，给我披上喜乐。
You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness.
这短短的一段经文对我而言却是一段漫长的血泪史。
This scripture which is so short and concise is actually a long history of my blood, sweat and tears.
两年前江牧师曾经叫我在内在生活响宴的特会做过见证。
So 2 years ago Mama Grace actually invited me to share a testimony in the Inner Life Feast.
分享三十年前神怎么样把我这一个身心灵都非常残缺的重度病患带来这个教会。
To share how God had brought me, who used to be so broken in my spirit, soul, and body, to this place.
各位都很幸运，没有看过当年的我。
And everyone was very lucky that very few of you had witnessed what I looked like in the past.
因为以前教会的一个姐妹后来跟我说，她当初很怕看到我。
Because previously a sister actually told me she was afraid to see me back then.
因为我那苦大仇深的味道大概很远就闻见了。
Because they can really smell all the bitterness and pain from me.
那我是跟Rosa 妈妈差不多同时来到这里。
So I come to this church roughly around the same time as Mama Rosa.
但是我不像她那么大有信心，而且很会祷告。
But I'm not as mighty in faith just like her, and I don't really know how to pray.
因为我眼睛看到的都是不可能移动的大山。
Because all I can see is so big of a mountain that seems cannot be moved.
所以我根本不相信我的祷告有什么能力。
So I didn't really believe that my prayer could have any power.
我只是在教会里挤着公车，而且吊着车尾。
I was just trying to follow the crowd in the church and I'm actually falling behind.
像一个瓜牛一样缓缓爬行，而且不知道前面是什么光景。
I crawling forward like a speed of a snail and I don't know what's waiting for me in the front.
那两年前我曾经分享过，因为学会等候神，跟神亲近，这只瓜牛二十几年很严重的神经衰弱和失眠被神医治。
So 2 years ago, I shared the testimony through wait upon the Lord and draw near to God. This snail who really walks extremely slow, finally all my neurotic disorder is being healed.
那我不是一个容易放下世界的人。
And I'm not someone who is really easily let go the world.
但是因为环境的困苦逼得我真的什么都不要，只要耶稣了。
But because of all the challenges in my circumstances, it really forced me to let go everything and hold on to Jesus.
也因为很多不足为外人道也的痛苦，让我反而培养出跟神的亲密。
And also because of so many kinds of difficulties that I don't know even how to share with others, it brings me to this intimacy with the Lord.
那另外这三十年来， 神也已经在我们这个残缺破损十分另类的家里做了不少的突破工作。
And in the past 30 years God has indeed do a great work in my broken and one of a kind family.
Yeah, 那现在我要讲的是我们家这个多年连续剧的续集 part 2。
So now I'm about to share the part 2 of this story of my family.
那话说我那个在母腹中就受伤从小生长在风雨飘摇的家中的女儿。
So I have a daughter, she was hurt even from when she was in the womb and has grown up in a family that's extremely unstable.
有一位他曾经说好像不定时炸弹又随时想要出家的爸爸。
And her father, she once called him like a ticking time bomb and he always wanted to just become a monk at any time.
所以常常像惊弓之鸟个性非常强但是又非常的敏感很脆弱。
So she is frequently overreacting to circumstances. She has a very strong personality, but at the same time is very fragile.
那两年多前在遭遇事业的重挫和打击之下陷入很深的忧郁。
And 2 years ago, she experienced a huge frustration in her career, and then she fell into deep depression.
很多灵界的搅扰和激烈的属灵征战。
And there were many struggling in the spiritual realm and fierce spiritual battle.
仇敌很凶猛的要把她打垮，那情况曾经非常危险。
And the enemies really tried to destroy her, and the situation was very critical at that time.
我那时候在一个陌生而且遥远的地方陪伴他。
So at that time, I was with her in a very foreign place to me.
孤立无援，束手无策。
I was just by myself, and I have no idea what I can do.
我记得在很多漫漫的长夜里，完全看不到光的时候。
I remember in many late nights when I can't even see hope.
我用我微弱的力量抬起头来跟主说
I use my last strength and to lift up my voice to the Lord.
主啊，急或不然，我还是要爱你。
I said, Lord, even so, I will still choose to love you.
本来他坚决不肯回家来，因为他独立惯了，怕回来又被控制而失去自由。
So previously my daughter refused to move back with me because she has lived an independent life for a long time and she don't want to be controlled again.
她说她就算后来变成 homeless 她也绝对不肯回来。
She used to say I would rather become homeless than move back with you.
但神借着一个很奇妙的机会让父亲的心转向女儿，女儿的心也转向父亲。
But God created a miraculous opportunity and turned the heart of the father to the daughter and the heart of the daughter to the father.
终于神的手把离家多年的她带回来了。
And so finally God's hand brought my daughter back home.
那我们三个人居然可以在同一个屋檐下相处，不像我以前常常担心会出人命。
And it's incredible that 3 of us can live under the same roof. In the past I was always afraid something could have happened.
但是她回来以后本来想要转行的学习又没有兴趣。
But after she moved back, previously she wanted to pivot to another career, but eventually she lose interest in that as well.
所以不久又陷入忧郁，因为看不见盼望，又失去自信。
So very soon she fall into depression again because she cannot see any hope and she lose her self-confidence.
所以她还是想要放弃自己，说不要活了啦。Yeah.
So she really wants to give up on herself. She don't want to live anymore.
连方法都想好了，还秀给我看。
And she even think about all the method for her to end her life, and she even shared it with me.
所以我这颗可怜的小小心脏受过不少的煎熬。
So I indeed suffer a lot.
如果不是这些年内在生活的操练，我可能早就先崩溃了。
So were it not for the practices of inner life in the past many many years, I would have broke down already.
而且这些年我可能已经崩溃过 N 次了。
And actually there are countless times that I could have broken down.
虽然他十岁以前就自己要求要受洗。
Even though she voluntarily wanted to be baptized even before she was 10.
但进入青少年以后就不肯去教会。
But as she grew up to it back in when she was in her youth, she refused to go to church anymore.
被世界吸引而且夺去。
And she was captured and drawn by the world.
完全认同自由派的思想。
And she completely acknowledged all the ideology from the world of Pan, receive all the thoughts from the world.
Liberal
ideology. Yes.
然后跟我对抗，我认同什么，他就反什么。
And so she's always fighting with me.
让我非常的痛苦和无奈。
And it brought me a lot of pain and frustration.
我越想把他拉回来，他就越反弹，然后离神越远。
The more I want to bring her back, she would resist even more.
感谢神，三年前。借着多年追求的理想受挫，当医生的梦破灭了。
But thank God, 3 years ago, because of her dream of becoming a doctor was shattered.
她终于被神的手从世界夺回，虽然经历真实的重生。
She was finally brought back to the house of the Lord and experienced a true born again.
而且也渴慕神，但是灵命还浅，内伤又很多。灵又很开。
And she really has the hunger to the Lord. However, she is still a baby Christian and there are many wounds inside and she has a very open spirit.
所以很多灵界的搅扰和仇敌的攻击。
So that's why there were many interventions in the spiritual realm and many attacks from the enemies.
而且她的同学几乎都结婚了或有对象。
And also because most of her classmates, they either are married or already have a boyfriend.
她更是觉得自卑，没有希望。
So she started to have low self-esteem and think that she's hopeless.
我先生看得非常的着急，他想到的方法就是找一个他佛教徒的朋友给他介绍对象，并且还希望他嫁给佛教徒。
So my husband was very anxious about the situation, so he tried to introduce some Buddhist friend to her.
然后后来我先生看中的是一个住在南加州，有一点怪怪，甚至自闭倾向的人。
And later on, my husband see some potential one at he lives in LA and actually is a bit weird and is a bit autistic.
但是想他大概也搞不清楚我女儿的这些状况。
And because he thought that maybe that guy would not know all the past of my daughter.
就可以赶快把她嫁出去，来解决她内心她自己内心的焦虑。
And he was hoping that if he can marry his daughter soon, then it can resolve all the issue.
然后他一直逼女儿说：“你已经36岁了，要降低你的标准，这是你最后的机会了。”
And so she just keep forcing our daughter, saying that you are 36 already. You need to lower your standard. This is your last chance.
让这个本来自我形象已经够差的人啊，被逼的说啊，算了啦，随便啦。干脆就嫁给这个人好了。
So remember, my daughter, she already has low self-esteem. So after all these pressure from her father, she was like, okay, whatever, whoever I can take.
但我说绝对不可以，宁可不结婚，也不能随便找个人嫁了。
But I say no. It would be better for her to not marry than just marry a random person.
因为我深知痛苦的婚姻生不如死。
Because I know that a painful marriage is worse than death.
但是我先生不放弃，还是一直逼女儿。
However, my husband, he still didn't give up and just keep giving pressure to our daughters.
后来他被逼的只好上那交友网站去找。
And so eventually she has to go to the dating app.
因为他很多同学都是这样找到对象的。但是因为他想找基督徒，所以一直也没有碰到什么合适的。
So she tried dating app because many of her classmates find their spouse through that. However, because she wants to look for a Christian, so it didn't have any results.
那这个南加州的男生呢，从去年二月一直拖到六月都没有行动，原来这也是神的美意。
And this guy that my husband previously want my daughter to marry to in LA, he has not been pursuing my daughter for.A few months.
因为四月多，忽然有一个基督徒男生在网上的自我介绍。
And suddenly, last April, my daughter saw a Christian guy, and his website.
Jesus is my everything.
And on the website, the guy says, "Jesus is my everything."
就耶稣是我的一切，吸引了他。
And this word, this phrase, Jesus my everything, attracts the attention of my daughter.
那两人见面以后印象很好，价值观也相近。
And so they meet each other in person, and then it leaves a good impression on each other, and then they have a similar value.
两个人都爱主，也很爱猫。
And so both of them love the Lord and also are cat lovers.
那位年轻人呢？成熟稳定，可是又和我女儿一样，不失赤子之心。
And that guy is very stable and mature, but also have a childlike heart, just like my daughter.
所以他们相处得很融洽。
So they really interact with each other very well.
本来他跟我说，像他这个年纪，好的基督徒男生已经没有了啦。
Previously, she would always say, At my age, all the good Christian guys, they are taken.
我想说的也是啊，就算找到，可能也比他小或者比他大很多的。
I was like, maybe that's true. Even if she can find someone, they would probably be either too young or too old.
没想到这个男生就只比他大几个月。
But it turns out this guy, she's only a few months older. He is only a few months older than my daughter.
好像神在对我们说，耶和华的膀臂岂是缩短了吗？
So I feel that indeed God is telling me the arm of the Lord is never shortened.
而且交往不久，我女儿就跟我说，这个男生的个性很像一个天使，甚至像耶稣。
And just after they have been dating for a few months, my daughter told me this guy, he has such a nice personality, like an angel and also like Jesus.
我说，哇，难道神听了我的祷告吗？
I said, wow, indeed, God answered my prayer.
因为我有时候跟主说，主啊，你看他个性这么脆弱不稳定，又这么多的状况，怎么办呢？
Because sometimes I will ask the Lord, Lord, you see my daughter, she is so fragile and unstable, and there are so many issues, what can we do?
你就带一个最像你的人到她生命中吧。
Can you bring someone who is really like you into her life?
可以包容她，医治她，带着她成长。
To embrace her, to heal her, and bring her.
可是我虽然这么跟主说，但是我没有真的相信哎。
But even though I make this prayer, but I don't really believe that it will come true.
因为我觉得我是在给主耶稣出难题嘛。
Because I think that I'm giving a conundrum to Jesus.
到哪里去定做这么一个像他的人呢？
How can he make someone who is so much like him?
结果主就再一次做给我看，耶和华的膀臂岂是缩短了吗？
But God did it again. Indeed, the arm of the Lord is not shortened.
有一次安童牧师来，我就把他们的两个人的相片给他看。
And there was once when Pastor Anton came, and I showed him the photo of my daughter and her boyfriend.
他认识我们，虽然不是那么熟。
So he recognized us, even though he don't really know us that much.
他就把眼睛闭了一下，然后说，it's about time.
And he just closed his eye and he said, it's about time.
就是时候了。那会后我跟一位姐妹说起来，她说以前是谁说过她会有美好的婚姻啊？我说是吗？我怎么不记得了
？So later on, I shared with another sister. The sister told me, I remember someone said that she will have a very lovely marriage. But I said, is that true? I don't remember that.
后来在回家的路上，我才完全想起来了。
And later on, I remembered on my way back home.
原来就是安童牧师很多年前在一个家庭聚会里面。
That is actually, many years ago when Pastor Anton was in a family gathering.
他把我叫起来，然后对我说，你一直在担心你女儿的婚姻会不会像你的一样。
He called me and told me that you have always been worried if your daughter's marriage will be like yours.
他说 ,No, it's a totally different platform.
他说不会的，这是一个完全不一样的平台了。
我那时候还跟我女儿说过，而且我说为什么他会用 platform 这个字呢？
And at that time, I even shared with my daughter because I was confused why he chose to use the word platform.
后来我想就是不同的层次啦。
And I think he's probably indicating different level.
而且他那时候还对我说，我观察你很多年，很少有人像你经历过的。
And he also shared with me that I have been observing you for a long time. Very few people experience similar thing as you.
You have too much suffering, so you will have too many blessings.
你真的受太多的苦，所以你会有很多的祝福。
那这么重要的预言，我怎么会忘了呢？完全忘记了。
This is such a critical prophecy. How how will I how could I forget it?
后来我发现是神故意让我忘记的。
But later on, I realized that God intentionally buried those memories.
如果我还记得的话，那在那几年激烈的征战中，我就不会那么入戏了。
Because if I still remember those prophecies, then in the fiercest battle, I would not be so involved in the situation.
反而会很轻松的在一旁观看这一出人手编不出来的戏。
I would probably just be observing this show that only God can make.
那么这个信心的功课就不会学得那么深刻。
Then I would probably not be able to learn so deeply this lessons of having faith.
And 这几年的血泪史也不会写得那么刻骨铭心了。
And all these years of blood, sweat, and tears would not be so deeply inscribed in my heart.
原来神允许我们经过这些戏剧化的过程。
So God allows us to went through all these dramatic process.
就是要让我们永远不会忘记这一切都是他的手。
It's in order that we will never forget all everything is.In his hand.
那回过头来一看，女儿也才明白。
And as we look back, now my daughter understands.
如果不是神允许，把她从这条压力山大，而且根本不适合她的路上救出来。
Were it not for God's hand to save her, deliver her from this very pressured career,
那她就不会遇见这位最适合她。像耶稣的人了。
She would not have met this guy who is the best suiting to her and also so much like Jesus.
那我先生对这个年轻人越看越满意。
And my husband is becoming more and more happy and satisfied with this guy.
也不介意他是基督徒和在他面前会泄饭祷告了。
And so now he doesn't care that he is a Christian and also saying grace in front of everyone.
我跟我女儿到现在还不能在他面前泄饭祷告。
You know, even for me and my daughter, we cannot say grace in front of my husband.
我先生会主动的拥抱他，还是会给他五颗星。
But now my husband will embrace my daughter's boyfriend and give him a 5-star review.
现在还跟我女儿说 I love him almost as much as I love you. Are you jealous?
And even told my daughter that 我爱她就像爱你一样，你会不会吃醋啊？
我很少听他说这种露骨的话。
I rarely hear him say such a cheesy words.
好像他的心被这位年轻人身上神的同在所触摸。
As if my husband's heart is so touched by God's presence in this young man.
他的情感被打开，然后说话也不怕肉麻了。
And his emotions being open was coming alive, and he can now say these cheesy things.
所以他们进展神速，本来以为很快就会结婚。
So their relationship progressed very soon. I thought that they would have been married very soon as well.
但没有想到仇敌不甘心。大大的反扑。
It turns out the enemy is not happy about it, and then so the enemies fight back.
就在他们叫我刚刚在全教会祷告会做完这个奇妙见证不久。
So very soon after I shared this testimony in the whole church prayer meeting.
在一些意想不到的突发状况下。
There were some incidents.
仇敌对我女儿和他们俩的关系大大的攻击，他们差点就要分手了。
The enemy was fiercely attacking their relationship to a degree that they almost break up.
我那时最怕的不是他们的分手。
At that time, the thing that I'm afraid the most is not about their breakup.
而是我才刚刚做完见证哎。
It's just that I literally just shared this testimony not long ago.
主啊，我的脸丢光了没关系。不要让我羞辱你的名。
I said, Lord, it's fine for me to lose my face, but not let your name be put to shame.
当时连我先生都警告我说，要有心理准备，可能没有希望了。
And even my husband warned me that we need to have some mental preparation. This thing might not work out.
那我不是没有看到当时战况的激烈，可是我心中一直存记着安童牧师对他的。对他发的预言。
So at that time, I see the situation was indeed very intense, but I still remember Pastor Anton's prophecy.
那这位很善良的年轻人也曾在我面前流泪，说他很爱我的女儿，可是他不知道怎么走下去。
So this guy, who is very tender-hearted, he once cried in front of me, saying that he really loves my daughter, but he don't know how to move on.
那借着在牧主学习的多年属灵征战的操练。
And through my many years of practice of spiritual warfare in foreigner,
我跟他分享了很多灵界的真实和征战的方法。
I share with him many things about the reality of the spiritual realm and how we can fight warfare.
因为他来自很传统的教会，虽然听说过，但是没有见识过这些。
Because he comes from a very traditional church background, and he heard about these things, but he never personally experienced it.
那他像海绵一样完全的吸收，而且也学会了打仗。
And so he absorbed all these knowledge, just like a sponge, and also he learned how to fight back.
然后我跟他说，其实最主要的是要确定是不是神的旨意。
I told him the most important thing is that you need to know if this is the will of God.
如果不是，也不用勉强。
If this is not from the Lord, you don't need to force it.
但是就算是神的旨意，也不表示会是容易的。
But even if it's indeed the will of God, it doesn't guarantee that this process will be easy.
因为仇敌就是想要拦阻神的旨意。
Because enemy will do all things to stop the will of God.
而且我曾经想安慰。他说不要难过，你就算不能当我的女婿，也可以永远当我属灵的儿子。
I tried to once comfort him, saying that even if you can't be my son-in-law, you can still be my spiritual son.
结果经过三个月左右惊涛骇浪，
So after 3 months of struggles,
神的信实粉碎了仇敌的诡计。
God's faithfulness break all the scheme from the enemies.
那这位男生说，经过这场艰辛的考试，我女儿个性有了很大的改变。
And this guy also said, after this test, the personality of my daughter is also greatly changed.
Alice 牧师有次看到她都说，感觉她跟一年前不一样了。
And Pastor Alice once also said that she looks different compared to 1 year ago.
而敏文牧师只是看了她的相片，都说她看起来不一样了。
And Pastor Rebecca was just looking at her photo and also said that she looks different.
不再那么像爸爸，整个柔和下来。
She doesn't look as much as her father anymore. She now looks more gentle.
我想她里面很多坚固的营垒被爆破了。
I believe that many strongholds in her mind was destroyed.
甚至敏文牧师觉得连我先生都不一样了。
And even Pastor Rebecca felt that my husband looked different.
所以仇敌的意思是要害他们，但神的意思原是好的。
So even though the original intention of the enemy is to destroy them, but God's will is still good.
女儿更懂得控制自己的情绪，他们的关系变得更加成熟稳定。
Now my daughter can better control her own emotion and their relationships become stronger and more mature.
也更互相珍惜。
And they also cherish each other more.
因为差一点就中了仇敌的诡计，从神的旨意中滑出，在生命中擦肩而过，永远的失去了彼此。
Because they almost fall into the trap of the enemies to fall away from the will of God and to miss each other eternally.
Yeah. 那经过三十几年漫长的等待和严酷的考验。
So after 30 years of waiting and fierce tests,
这个得来不易的果子格外的甜美。
This fruit now indeed tastes so sweet.
我看到他们两人互相凝视的甜蜜。
As they gaze at each other, the sweetness, the love.
让我想到雅各中的经文，我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
It reminds me the verses in the Song of Solomon that I belong to my beloved and he.Is in love with me.
而且我发现主的心是那么恩慈怜悯，知道女儿从小受的伤。
I indeed see the heart of the Lord is so tender and full of mercy and grace.
为他安排了一位特别温和良善、有情有义的地上的良人。
Knowing that my daughter has experienced so much wound in her upbringing, so God prepared for her a guy who is extremely gentle and full of mercy.And full of righteousness.
让他那颗特别容易受伤、惧怕的心不再困苦流离、漂泊无依。
To let her fearful and fragile heart will no longer need to suffer from all the instability.
那自从这位敬虔的弟兄进入我们的家。
So since this faithful young man come to our family,
不但女儿的心渐渐被医治。
Not only my daughter's heart is being healed.
连我先生那颗焦虑不安的心 也只是因为看到他变得越来越稳定，越有安息。
But even my husband, his heart wants to be extremely anxious, also is now stabilized and can come into peace.
那家中一些残余的坚固营垒。
And several remaining strongholds in my family.
包括我自己里面已经习以为常的。
Including something that I'm so used to.
因为受伤而常年埋藏在地底下深处的苦毒、负面的思想。
All the bitterness and negative thoughts that was buried in my heart through many years of suffering.
也被耶稣这个巨型钻地炸弹给爆破了。
It's also completely destroyed by Jesus. Also completely destroyed by Jesus.
This massive ordnance penetrator. 那整个家的氛围都越来越祥和了。
The atmosphere of the family indeed changed.
上礼拜五他们终于正式结为连理。
Last Friday they finally get married.
那位当年他 baby 的时候就铁了心，除夕纪律要出家的爸爸。
And my husband, who used to be so determined to become a monk back in the day when she was just a baby.
终于挽着女儿，微笑地踏上红毯，把女儿的手交给他的良人。
Finally, can bring my daughter and step into the red carpet and handed my daughter to her beloved.
我在想，当初一只脚已经踏在空门的他，能想象得到会有这一刻吗
？I was like back in the day when he was half, already half in the world of being a monk. Could he imagine this moment?
请放第一张。婚礼的相片。
This is the photo of the wedding.
还有下一张。
There's another photo. 第二张。
好，我也在里面。
I'm also inside the photo.
那而且我也有机会在婚礼上，当着我那以前不能听到任何跟神有关的先生面前。
I also get this chance to, in front of my husband, who used to be so resistant about anything about God.
为神做见证，并且勉励他们。
To share my testimony and also encourage them.
说根据我自己的经验，其实幸福婚姻的秘诀很简单，就是不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
Saying that actually, according to my personal experience, to have a happy marriage is actually very easy. It's to not follow your flesh, but only follow the Holy Spirit.
最后，我用圣经雅各中这几句美丽的经文来祝福他们。
And eventually, I bless them with these beautiful verses from Song of Solomon.
我良人对我说：“我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。”
My beloved speaks and say to me, "Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away."
因为冬天与以往雨水止住过去了。
For behold, the winter is past; the rain is over and gone.
地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到。
The flowers appear on the earth; the time of singing has come.
就是歌唱的时候已经来到。
Indeed, the time of singing has come.
那这个曾经常年被仇敌盘踞、霸凌，多少次几乎被摧毁的家。
So this family that was previously so devastated by the enemies.
在十四个月以前，我还看不见希望。
Even just 14 months ago, I still couldn't see any hope.
因为太多险恶的攻击，太多几乎要灭顶的风浪。
Because there were so many attacks from the enemy, so many strong waves and storms.
太多的失望，太多的无奈。
So many disappointments, so many frustrations.
让我那颗总是惧怕、总是忧虑、总是不信的心。
All those things accumulated makes my heart that was always so doubtful and fearful and don't have any faith.
几乎不敢再期盼有什么好事情会发生了。
And caused me to completely lose hope of any good thing could happen in my life.
没想到就在这个看似好像永无尽头的黑夜里，晨星竟然出现了。
Yet it turns out in this seemingly never-ending dark night, I see the morning star.
礼拜一我们刚从东部女儿的婚礼回来。
And so actually I just returned from the wedding on the East Coast in the past Monday.
这是多少年来我第一次不用提心吊胆，怕被不定时炸弹炸到的。
This is the first time that I won't have to worry if my daughter will be hurt by this time ticking bomb. This is the first time that I would not have to be worried if I would be hurt by this time ticking bomb.
我发现那只在我们家中游行吼叫很几十年的那只凶暴的鳄鱼。
I found that the roaring leviathan that was walking and marching in our family for so long,
终于被主耶稣的巨型钻地炸弹给炸飞了。
Is finally completely destroyed by the massive ordnance penetrator by from Jesus.
如今那些埃及的记忆，那些红海中的惊恐，都已经成为恩典的记号。
Now all the memories back in the days of Egypt and all the terror, it has all buried in the Red Sea. It becomes the mark of grace as well.
Yeah. 然后我不禁想到诗篇126篇。
And it reminded me Psalm 126.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream.
当我看着那些婚礼的照片，我真的觉得像做梦的人呢。
As I reviewed the photo from the wedding, indeed, I was like the one who dreamed.
请放另外两张那婚礼的照片。
These are more photos from the wedding.
请大家相信我不是要在这里 show off, huh?
Please trust me, I'm not trying to show off here.
我相信神是在这里要 show and tell.
I believe God is trying to show and tell.
看到了吗？
Have you seen? Behold.
我是那位专门对付疑难杂症。
I'm the one who can fight any kind of difficulties.
借着困苦救拔困苦人。
Who delivers the sufferer through sufferings.
将不可能变为可能。
Turn impossible into possible.
使你们在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望的神，不是吗？
And give you faith to believing even in a time of hopelessness.
而且看哪，我将一切都更新了。
And indeed, behold, I make all things new.
主啊，把三十年来这一颗小小的、新鲜的、刚刚结出来的、出熟的果子献给你。
Yes, Lord. So today I will offer you this fresh fruit after these 30 years of waiting. I will offer it back to you.
愿你的心得安慰。愿你的名得荣耀。
May your heart be pleased. May your name be glorified. Amen.
心腹跟先锋有一个很重要的特征，就是什么？坚持。
One important character of the bride and the forerunner is their persistence.
看到我们这样姊妹这三十多年他走过的这个历程。
As we just listened, Sister Zhi Yang's her story in the past 30 years.
在神没有难成的事。
Nothing is impossible in the hand of God.
当然，智阳姊妹在我们教会，她真的是借着内在生活，靠着内在生活的很多的教导，一点一点的去对付她自己。
Indeed, Sister Zhi Yang also dealt with her old self through many teachings from inner life.
我觉得不仅仅是他家里的他女儿的婚姻得到非常的圆满。
I believe it's not just a huge blessing for the marriage of her daughter.
我觉得他的生命可以照亮，可以帮助到，可以 shining 许许多多在苦难当中，在软弱当中，在惧怕当中的家庭。
Also, her own life can shine and bring hope to many families who are in suffering.
我想我最后请智阳姊妹为我们做一个祝福祷告，好不好？
So I also want to invite Sister Zhi Yang to bless us.
是的，主啊，
yes,
你就是那位化腐朽为神奇的神。
You are the one who turns the broken into your miracles, your masterpiece.
你特别喜欢 帮助那些在软弱中觉得不可能的人。
You especially like to help the one who are in their weaknesses and think that things are impossible.
因为你的能力就是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Because your power was made complete in the hand of the weak.
是的，主啊。借着你丰盛的荣耀，借着你的灵，你要叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
Yes, Lord, through your abundant glory and your spirit, you will strengthen the inner being of us.
让我们都可以抬起头来，继续仰望为我们的信心创始成终的你。
Let us be able to lift up our heads to keep gazing on the beginner and the perfecter of our faith, which is you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
Yes, Lord, we love you.
你末后的荣耀要坐在我们身上的要大过先前的。
The glory in the latter days that you will do will be greater than the former's.
The best is yet to come.
Amen. The best is yet to come.
最好的还在后头呢。
Amen.
最美的我们还没有看到呢。
We haven't seen the most beautiful things.
一切的荣耀归给你。
Glory to God.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.